It's time to connect with a coach brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins. AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment your way. Welcome in the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. On Wednesday in that game against St. Louis, the Bruins are able to punch their ticket into the Stanley Cup playoffs. In the big picture, just how hard is it to accomplish that first step?
Well, it's not easy. I mean, half the teams miss, or just about half, so it tells you something right away. And, you know, we've seen it with the Bruins organizations a few years ago. They're up at 94 or 95 points, and you don't get in. That's tough to swallow sometimes. You know, you think you have a pretty good season. And so us, we were able to get in, and again, it's an accomplishment. Now you want to take the next step. Can you build off that and build off last year and get on a run? And there's a lot of different reasons why you can and can't. Health is one of them. So that's something we're going through right now. It's a big challenge for us. And I thought it's been a strength of our team all year to overcome our injuries. And we're doing it again now. But I think in the playoffs, when you're playing really good teams every night, the challenge becomes greater and greater. So that's an area that we really want to get our guys in a good place going into the playoffs. How many games they play, who knows? And we still want to play well and win. So you've got a balancing act here a little bit. So we're going to go through that in the next little while.
Because you're missing some guys, and you had mentioned this just a moment ago in the media scrum, you're seeing some guys in some different spots. Have you learned anything about any particular players playing in some different roles?
Well, clearly we've learned Riley Nash can move up. Early in the year, we weren't sure. He has done a good job in that and gives you the offensive part of it. He's always going to be a good two-way player. The younger kids, Donato, we're seeing DeBrusk when he was in. Heinen, obviously, been able to sustain playing up in the lineup. You know, Wingles and Gionta, we knew coming in, there's other NHL guys. So we didn't have a lot of worries about them being able to play. It's where they best fit. And we're still sorting through that. You know, Tommy's playing on the left side. He's played center. He's played right. So we're moving him around. So that could be a good piece to have going forward. If an injury comes up and doesn't matter where it is, then you plug him in. And then the back end, you know, they learned a little about Nick Holden playing some big minutes. We knew he could defend well, and he played up in the lineup in New York, but we're Boston, so where does he fit with us? So we are seeing some of that. We're seeing Grizz play against, he went from maybe third pair matchups now to first and second pair matchups. So how's he going to handle that? So there's a lot. You always got to look at the positives, I think, when you have these injuries, and you know, how can you get better even when some of your better players are out of the lineup?
Ryan Donato, 2 games, 2 goals. Now that you've had a chance to coach him for a couple of games, and he really hasn't had a chance to practice just because of where you are in the schedule, what sort of an appreciation or understanding are you getting on his overall game?
It's still a work in progress for me, because I think you need a bigger book of games to say, okay, he's struggling on his down low coverage. He hasn't been down low much. You know, as a winger, you're up a little higher, and he hasn't had to switch much. So, you know, and that part of it is the games have been close, so obviously we're using him. We're not afraid to use him, so we know his compete's good. I saw that right away. He's willing to go to the net, win pucks, track down pucks. He's a worker, so it seems to be okay in the wall so far. We haven't had a big issue there. Just understanding when to make plays, when to not. I think St. Louis was a little harder for him the other night. They did defend a little harder at the blue line, so getting pucks in as opposed to making plays will be a big challenge for him tonight, because that's Dallas's MO. So I think every game you learn a little bit more, and hopefully it's improving as we go.
I noticed at the tail end of the morning skate you brought Achari, Schaller, and Corrali together and had a little talk. What was your message?
Where we were going to go for dinner tomorrow, we had a little conversation about that. The message was, a game like St. Louis, they could be more of a factor. When Minnesota got a little more physical with our skill, that's when we needed them to push back against the other team's skill. And when they were playing well for us, they were able to do that, and they got more minutes as a result of it. So this is one of those trips that we're going to lean on them a little more. They should be more of a factor on this trip than maybe, you know, a home stretch versus more smaller skilled teams. So that was the message. Get back to finding that game. Now, I also told them, listen, they start on our end a lot. So the offensive part of it, I get it. You know, they're not going to be contributing like other guys, you know, when you're always starting your own end faceoffs. They do a real good job of getting the puck down to the other end, then I go and yank them off and put on other lines. So at the end of the day, that can be frustrating. So we did address some of those things. I get it. I understand. But this is what we need you to do on this particular trip. If you do that well, you'll get rewarded. You've seen it this year with them. They've gotten rewarded end of games. They've gotten some goals with the net empty because they've done their job and earned it. So that's where they get a little bit of payback.
Last thing, what sort of impression did the Dallas Stars leave on you and the Bruins after that first meeting?
I thought they were one of the best teams we'd seen in the West, to be honest with you, that particular game. I thought we had a tough time early on. We found our footing as the game went on, certainly clawed back into it. You know, they've got a lot of high-end talent, you know, at the top of their lineup. So if you a bit like St. Louis, they rely a lot on that top line. If you can keep them in check, and if our, you know, next three lines can outplay their next three, that's where we feel we could have an advantage. But we're also missing some guys, and they're in a desperation mode. So we've got to factor in all those things. But I like the way they played. I thought they played hard. They kept pucks behind our D. They didn't allow you much into the slot. Very defensive-minded. So I would expect a game like that. But, I mean, who knows, right?
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thank you.
That's the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Stars are coming up next.